Changes to the 12-year-old Community Preservation Act, signed by Governor Deval Patrick this month, were included in the state's fiscal year 2013 budget, originally signed on July 8th. According to Doug Pizzi, a spokesman for the Community Preservation Coalition, a group of organizations that advocate for adoption and improvement in the Community Preservation Act, said that the most significant change is the $25 million increase in funding due to a budget surplus.
The additional funds coming out of the budget surplus should get us back up into the 40-plus percent range in terms of the average match.
Prior to 2008, all communities received a 100% match in state funding. Pizzi explains that originally the matching percentage declined due to funding tied to the housing market as well as popularity of the program.
And one of the reasons why the money decreased over time is that the act became more popular. There's now 148 communities that have it. And at the same time, the housing market and the real estate market in general had a really steep decline, so that the fees that were coming into the registries of deeds decreased significantly.
Pizzi also remarked that another significant update to the CPA law is the allowance of CPA funding to be matched with projects that update existing recreational assets, including parks and open spaces.
You know, a lot of these communities don't have a lot of open space to purchase. However, they do have a lot of recreation facilities that, for lack of a better term, need some TLC, and communities were very keen on making that change so that they could use CPA funds to fix up these parks and recreation facilities.
About 42% of communities in Massachusetts have adopted the act. Adoption requires the establishment of a local community preservation committee. Funds are raised for projects through a surcharge of up to 3% on property taxes. Included in this update to the CPA law allows small businesses worth up to $100,000 are also included with residences, an exemption of the surcharge. Currently, only four towns in Berkshire County have adopted the act. Sally Underwood Miller, chair of Stockbridge's Community Preservation Committee, says that she was disappointed at one change not made in the update. Currently, the law allows for the creation of affordable housing and also assists with upkeep to protect housing integrity, such as assisting with new roof or windows, but it does not support updating affordable housing furnishings and appliances.
Because so many communities already have established facilities that really, you know, their funding's been cut and they're in need of help, and anything that we can do as a community to support our community housing seems to me to be something that's really important. And I'm sorry that they haven't updated that part of it.
Other updates to the law include banning the use of funds to purchase artificial turf and the ability for communities to dedicate money from different sources towards a CPA fund. Recently, in Berkshire County, Williamstown residents voted to approve CPA funds to assist in creating affordable housing, and in Great Barrington, a ballot measure is in place to adopt CPA laws this fall. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.